You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
And now, broadcasting live on Star Worldwide Networks, Dads with Swag, with motivational life coach Sean Alfonso, specializing in helping you to get to your full potential in all areas of your life, from improving your professional success to overcoming fears that are holding you back. Single parent and dad of two amazing young girls, Sean will teach you how to balance professional success while achieving meaningful relationships. It's Dads with Swag. And now, here's your host, Sean Alfonso.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the first episode of Dads with Swag. Coming from you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Star Worldwide Networks. This is awesome. I have to thank Dave for hooking me up with this great opportunity. Two things I love, music and my babies. So here I get to talk about both of them. Cannot wait. This is going to be amazing. I have my in-studio producer, Wendy. She's helping me through all this. Anything goes wrong, we're going to blame her.
You could blame me. I don't mind.
All right. First, I just want to tell people a little bit about myself. Sean Alfonso, I have two amazing daughters, a beautiful fiance. I live here now in Paradise Valley, Arizona, originally from the San Francisco Bay Area. All my Bay Area fans, friends that are listening right now, much love to you. Warriors, tonight, we're going to take it, beat those Spurs. Giants game starts at 1:35 today. I'm excited about that. Big things popping for the Bay. And it's your boy's birthday. So we're cracking my show off on my birthday. It's going to be a great 2016. You can reach me, all social media, at Your Coach Sean. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. It's all at Your Coach Sean. You could email me, Sean at SeanAlfonso.com. Sean@SeanAlfonso.com. If you have questions, topics, you just want to say what's up, feel free to call in the show, 480-421-0640. You know, you could talk, if there's something on your mind, you have a parenting question, just a question about life, something you're going through, want to get some tips, some advice, just somebody else to bounce it off to, feel free to call in. That's 480-421-0640. Or shoot me an email. Twitter's on all show long. If you guys got any questions, comments, hit me up on Twitter. Once again, that's at Your Coach Sean. And everything can be found on my website, SeanAlfonso.com. This episode is downloadable on iTunes. You can also find it on Star Worldwide Networks. They got a great app, so you should download that too. So let's get into it. Why did I want to be a dad? That's probably the number one question that everybody asks me. Like, you're a good dad. What made you want to be a dad? What made you think you wanted kids? What made you want to be so involved in their lives? So I'm going to take the story back. When I was young, I didn't know that I wanted to be a dad or a good dad. You know, my parents got divorced when I was really, really young. And then I had a stepdad who was kind of an asshole. So I didn't really want or desire to be a parent. And then I went to this summer camp called Mount Cross in Santa Cruz, California, just south of San Francisco. And a buddy of mine invited me to go because he was going to be a summer camp counselor there. And it was like a couple weeks before the camp was going to kick off. And they needed people, volunteers, to come fix the camp up, paint it, fix the trails, do all that kind of good stuff. And my buddy said, hey, you know, why don't you come hang out for the weekend, come up to this summer camp. You know, we'll do some chores. They give you some food. And I was hesitant. I wasn't, you know, planning on going to do some free work at some summer camp. And then he said the key words, there's going to be lots of girls. I was like, I'm in. Count me in. That's my spot. You know, you're 19, 20 years old. There's really nothing else on your mind except young ladies. So I went to Mount Cross. I went there. I went to go help build, you know, hiking trails and fix up the cabins and paint everything and clean up the camp so it'd be all ready when the kids got there for the summer. And lo and behold, we show up to the camp and my buddy bounces off with this girl that he had met when he was in summer camp years prior. So now I know nobody. I'm sitting at this summer camp all by myself. and I, you know, I'm working. They got me sweating out there. I was actually like digging these holes, which was comical because I'm not really much of a handy hole digging type of dude. But I'm digging these holes, and lunchtime comes around, and I'm looking for my buddy. I don't see him anywhere. And I just start playing some pickup basketball with these little kids that are, you know, their parents are there volunteering as well. And I'm playing this pickup basketball game. I'm having a great time. It was fun. And then they ring the bell, and we all go up to go get some lunch. And I make my plate, and I sit down. And this gentleman asks me, he goes, hey, you want to work at this summer camp this year? And I kind of looked at him crazy. I'm like, why would you want me? Like, A, I know nothing about kids. Don't even know if I like kids. B, you don't even know me. I could be like an axe murderer or something. And why would I want to be stuck in the mountains all summer long? And who in their right mind would give me this job you're talking about? And he said, well, I saw you playing with the kids, playing some basketball. And, I, you know, we're short male staff, and I'm the director of this camp, and I think you'd be a great asset. And I'm like, holy cow. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, how much does it pay? Oh, barely nothing. Like, sign me up, sucker. So I start working at Mount Cross, and I'm just having, it is God, like, put me in the right place at the right time. And as we all know, he's got a plan for our lives. And God took this camp, this little tiny camp in Santa Cruz, California, and he put it in my life. And from that moment on, I had a love for children that never stopped. It was bananas. And even like time after that, like people like, oh, you're going to get married, you're going to settle down, you're going to have some kids. I knew kids were in my life, but the wife wasn't. I'm like, maybe I'll adopt, maybe, you know, I'll do something, have some foster kids. But then I ended up getting married, and that, you know, unfortunately came to an end after 11 years, but we did come out of that with two amazing kids. And that was really like the rebirth of my life. A lot of people say, you know, when they come to Christ late in life, they have another birth. It's like, you know, they're baptized and they're born again Christians, or born again this or born again that. I really have to say that the day that I was blessed with my first child, my life changed. And of course, God gave me a little girl because he's a funny God and he cracks jokes. And then he gave me another little girl because, you know, what's worse than one little girl, but two little girls for a guy with a checkered past really keeps you up at night, even when they're little. So that's a little bit about myself. And that's a little bit about what brought me to find this love and this passion for children. The other side of the coin is how I do things, completely different. I think basically when I was deciding to be a dad, and of course I read every book, you know, before my ex-wife got pregnant and wanted to do everything right, the right way. I read all these books and got all this information and basically threw it all out the window. It didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand a lot of the practices that these people were doing. And so I've thrown it all out the window. I've done things completely different. I've messed up a lot and I've succeeded a lot. And from every mess up, I've learned something. It's not every day that, you know, you drop your kid off their changing table and, but you know, you learn from that mistake. You say, all right, next time I'm going to always keep a hand on the second child because she's crazy. And she flails around, and her sister didn't do that. Her sister would sit there and let me change her diaper like 1,000 times in one day and wouldn't even move, but not Ava. We'll get to her later. So I do things differently. I'm not the typical parent, which is very unique when you go to the playground. I was a stay-at-home dad. I still kind of consider myself a stay-at-home dad, even though I do some work to bring in income. My kids are my priority, and they come first. My schedule is definitely based around their schedule, their school schedule, field trip schedule, everything, brownies, you name it. My schedule is based around their schedule. So I still kind of consider myself a stay-at-home dad. And it's funny because when you're a stay-at-home dad and your kids are one or two and you go to the playground filled with a bunch of stay-at-home moms and, you know, they're like got anti-back wipes coming out the wazoo and they're doing all this stuff, and your kid drops the pacifier, and you kind of just stick it in your mouth, suck the dirt off, and give it back to them, they look at you different. They're like, what's up with this guy? But my kid never got sick until they started going to school. So there's that, you know, not for nothing, but there's that. Maybe a new hygiene tip for some of the parents out there. No, not so much anti-bac. And it doesn't smell good. As much as you think it does, nah, it doesn't smell good. So it's different. I've always done things differently. And I've allowed my kids to do things differently as well. I've allowed them to do things on their time. My youngest daughter didn't start talking till she was like almost 4 years old. I could understand everything she said, but nobody else could. But that was cool with me. I didn't think that she needed any special doctors or classes or any of that stuff. And now anyone who knows Ava knows that she doesn't shut up. Kid talks 24/7 until she goes to bed. So it all catches up. But I definitely do things differently. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to you. Now, this song we're about to play, Wendy's about to drop this song. This is the first dance for both of my daughters. The moment they was born, the first time I held them in my arms, I played this song. And in case they're listening, well, they'll probably listen after school. Just so they know now, this is going to be our daddy-daughter dances when y'all get married too. So just remember that, because I don't want to have to keep repeating myself. So here we go. We got a little bit. Isn't She Lovely? Me and my daughter's very first dances. Enjoy, and we'll be back in a minute.
This is Dads with Swag. Sean will be back right after this.
Man. onto your butts.
Hi, this is Wendy West. If you want to hear the hottest undiscovered music, or learn about indie films, or experience creativity at its finest, you want Independent Artist Radio. You can listen to us live every Sunday at 4 p.m. or on demand at Star Worldwide Networks.
You're listening to Sean Alfonso, Dads with Swag. Now, back to Sean.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little song and that quick break. Callers, once again, if you have any questions, comments, tips, guests that you might want to recommend, or if you want to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out to us, Sean at SeanAlfonso.com, or reach us on the telephone, 480-421-0640. So what is a dad with swag? I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there wondering that right now. A dad with swag. It's basically any dad with a love or a passion or a lifestyle that they embrace and they own it. I have met some of the swaggiest people in my life working parking lot attendant jobs. The custodian at my high school was probably one of the swaggiest people I've ever met. He just had this aura about him that transcended everything. The way he walked, the way he talked, the way he acted. It was just straight swagger dripping out of his pores. So if you're a dad and you have a passion for cars, boats, comic books, shoes, hats, watches, kids, women, men, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, and you add a little something-something to it, then you are definitely a dad with swag. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on the show. We'd love to have you call in. We'd love to have you part of our community. If you know a dad who has some swag to him, maybe it's your own dad. We're going to have a contest later on in the year, probably right around Father's Day, where we're going to nominate and select the swaggiest dad of the year. So if you know a dad out there, maybe it's your husband who's a swaggy dad, or maybe it's your dad or your grandfather, your great-grandfather, whoever. Maybe you have a cousin, a brother, an uncle, and you think they are just kicking ass when it comes to this dad thing, then hit us up. Once again, social media at Your Coach Sean, email, website, call us in, get a hold of us any way that you want. But this podcast, this isn't just for dads. Let's be clear. This is for any parent out there. Even people who aren't parents. Maybe you don't have kids, but you're thinking about having kids, or you're not sure if you want to have kids, or you just want to know why that kid sitting behind you on an airplane won't stop crying. Listen to the show. There's going to be great tips, great advice, great information for all aspects of life. I know that I have some guests coming on the show in the near future talking about different nonprofit stuff that they do. I have some entrepreneurs, some young entrepreneurs, coming on the show. I have a young lady coming on the show. She's going to talk about, how it's so hard to date, being like a 30 something year old girl with no kids and that biological clock is just ticking away. And she's going to come talk about like what it's like for women out there, in this environment. And she has a pretty swaggy dad too. So we're going to get some information on that. That'll be a cool episode. You're not going to want to miss that. But this show is for everybody. It's for moms. It's for dads. It's for grandparents. Anyone who just wants to have a good time, they have a little swag in their life, or they want a little pep in a step. What else are you really doing Thursday at 1 o'clock? You could either be pretending you're working, or you're driving in your car, or you're sitting at home. So you might as well be listening to this awesome podcast. Or you could download it. That's the other cool thing. You could download these things. Star Worldwide Networks has an awesome app. You could download them on that, their website. You could even hit up iTunes. You can get all the podcasts on iTunes. So download them all. I know Megan and I, we listened to that Serial podcast. We got straight hooked on that thing, and we would listen to it on road trips to Mexico. So when we're driving to Mexico, we throw that on. And, man, that thing hooked us bad. Like, it was like there was nights I'd be up, like, listening to three or four episodes, one after the other, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't get off my cereal. It was bananas. And we just started this second season, too, so no spoilers, please, when you call in. Don't tell me what happens. But so this thing is definitely for everybody. And if you want to be a guest on the show, or if you know somebody who might be a good guest for the show, reach out to me, please. Sean@SeanAlfonso.com. Send me an email. Hit me up on Twitter. Say, hey, you know, I think this person would be a great guest, or I'd like to be a guest. Maybe you have a company or a book or something that you want to launch, and you just want some type of launching point for it. Hit me up. Let's see. Maybe you might not be a dad yet, but the story between you and your dad might be so amazing that we want to have you on air. Or you are a dad and you're having some struggles. You know, it doesn't always have to be about the bright, sunshiny stuff that we talk about all the time. You know, this show should be able to have the ability to get down and dirty, get raw. I've already told you that I dropped my infant baby off a changing table. I think, you know, you guys know that we all make mistakes, and from those we grow. Those are probably some of our biggest parenting moments. So it doesn't just always have to be about these amazing triumphs that we have as parents. You know, we could have this forum right here to get open. You know, what's the biggest regret you have as a parent? You know, maybe you forgot to pick your kid up from basketball practice, or maybe you chose a work trip over your kid's birthday party. You know, it's endless, but whatever it is, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out, because I guarantee you that you're not the only one. I guarantee you, out of all the billions of people on this earth, a lot of people have done the exact same thing that you've done, and we can't beat ourselves up about it. We got to laugh about it, brush it off, and move on. Tell our kids we're sorry, we made a mistake, and it's time to move forward. Put the past in the past where it belongs. So if you're that guest, you got a great story, a funny story, a sad story, doesn't matter. Hit us up. Let us know. We'd love to have you on the show. We're going to take another break here. This is an interesting song. Got to show the West Coast love, the Bay Area boy, Tupac Shakur. We got Papa's song. Enjoy it. Listen to it. It's bananas, and you probably never heard it before. And if you want, call in. We'll take some questions, 480-421-0640. And when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about my babies.
This is Dads with Swag. Sean will be back right after this.
What a sort of sight, a pitiful plight. So I pray for a starry night. Please send me a pop before puberty. The things I went through to see a piece of family unity. Moms always work, I barely see her. I'm starting to get worried without her pops. I grow to be her. It's a wonder they don't understand kids today. So when I pray I never grow to be that way. And I hope that he answers me. I heard God, I'm like ugly, well take a look at my family. A different father every weekend. Before we get to meet them, they break up.
because I'm looking like my father. Should I stay or run away? Tell me the answer. Moms ignores me and avoids me like cancer. Grow up rough and it's hard to understand stuff. Moms was tough because his papa was a man and up. Couldn't stand up to his own responsibilities. Instead of taking care of me, he'd rather live lavishly. That's why I'll never be a father. Unless you got the time, it's a crime to even bother. That's when I started hating the phony smiles. Said I was an only child. Look at mama's phony smiles. It's hard for a son to see his mother cry. She only loves you, but has to fuck with these other guys. I'm so sorry.
A show right here on the Star Worldwide Networks. As an at least 30-year radio veteran, I have a tale or two to tell, and I've talked to them all.
Radio personality.
Now that's just nasty.
But I can't hear you, though, because the music is so loud.
You'll enjoy the show. It's weekly on Fridays live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch all the shows on Star Worldwide at any time on demand.
All day, every day.
And hey, if you'd like to do your own show, give us a call or email, and we'll give you your own show. You'll be free to do whatever you want.
Why are people against the LGBT community?
We'll provide the internet bandwidth, the website for your show, and the studio.
It's very intense, very surreal.
This is the future.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to...
Guys getting hits and jogging down
the... And with an eye to the future.
And you can do the show from anywhere in the world at any time.
Don Cromwell Live. Here it is, a beautiful Tuesday evening here in L.A.
Join on. It's the new frontier.
It's a new frontier.
It's awesome. The Star Worldwide Networks.
This is Dads with Swag. Sean will be back right after this.
All right, welcome back. Dads with Swag. First episode. It's amazing. This is really cool. The view from this studio, too, is pretty sick. If you ever become a guest, man, you got to check this out. We're like on the sixth floor of some secret building, like overlooking a cool skyline. I see Nordstrom's.
So. Actually, this building is attached to Fashion Square. So if you're ever going to go shopping afterwards, you just go down to the first floor and you walk and you're right in the mall.
Perfect. We're not going to tell that to Megan, though. I'm going to be doing my show. She's going to be hitting up Neiman's. Oh, man. Okay. So let's get into it. Once again, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 480-421-0641. Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean or email me, Sean, at SeanAlfonso.com. All right, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. We're going to talk about my babies. So first we have Isabella, sweet Isabella, 11 years old. Amazing kid. I met my firstborn. Isabella and I have a very, very unique bond. Before Isabella was born, it's like a week before she was supposed to be born, maybe two. My memory's not that good. It's been 11 years now. But I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. And we were in like the middle of nowhere, New Jersey, for my ex-wife's job. And they're like, you know, long story short, after all these doctors saw me, they're like, we need to like helicopter you to Sloan Kettering, New York, because you need help now. And remember, my daughter is about to be born. And basically, I told them, hell no, there is no way you're getting me on an airplane or a helicopter and taking me to a different hospital. And I missed the birth of the daughter I've wanted for so long. So I said, I don't care what you have to do. You're going to do it here because heaven forbid you have to push me in my hospital bed into her delivery room. I'm going to watch my kid be born. But God's always got your back. Like I know he does. And he handled that situation. He gave the doctors all the knowledge, all the skills that they needed to hook me up, fix me up good. Isabella held on for dear life. She stayed in mommy's tummy for a couple more weeks till daddy got better. And by the time she came out, I was perfectly healed. So thanks to God, thanks to her, thanks to everybody. But we have this little bond, this little special bond that I know that she stayed in there a little bit longer because she knew how important it would be for daddy. And she cracks me up, that kid. So she's 11 years old. And she has a crush, like an insane crush, like a huge crush. And thanks to dad, like it, lucky me, I'm like a grateful father here, that her huge, insane crush is on The Flash. Grant Gustin, this dude who I guess he was on Glee. I don't really know much about him, but he was on Glee and now he plays The Flash on TV. And we're not really into superheroes in my house, but Isabella is all about The Flash now. She has Flash bows, Flash clothes. Everything's The Flash, and Grant Gustin is her man. So if anybody knows Grant Gustin, how to hook up with Grant, or knows maybe Grant's got a swaggy dad, we can get him on the show. Belle would just flip. But, yeah, so she has an unattainable crush, which is really cool as a dad of an 11-year-old, because I don't want her having a crush on a boy that she's gone to school with since she was 4 years old. I want her to have a crush on a dude that's living in L.A., about 20 years older than her, and she has no chance of getting. And I tell her that all the time, too, just so when the blow does come, when Grant Gustin does not take her to prom, it'll soften the blow a little. And if Grant Gustin decides to try to take her to prom, then I'm going to soften that blow a little, too, because there ain't no way they dating. I'll tell you that right now. An autograph, yeah. A kiss on the cheek, sure. A firm handshake, definitely. A hug, possibly. But that's about it, Grant. Don't push your luck. So Belle, she's crazy. She loves basketball. She's playing basketball now. She was playing golf before that. Didn't like soccer. One of the only kids in America probably that didn't like soccer. And I was all jacked up. I'm like, I'm going to be her soccer coach. Me and my buddy Brett, he has a son, Asher. We were the coach of the team. We put our kids in. As soon as I'd put Isabella in the game, she'd raise her hand and she'd be sub. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't sub out of the game. You just got in. She had wanted nothing to do with soccer. She didn't like the running. She didn't like the kicking. She didn't like anything about soccer. So we hooked her up with some golf. She had an amazing golf coach. He actually is here locally in Phoenix. Not a lot of our listeners probably are in the Phoenix area because this show goes worldwide. But if you are in the Phoenix area or you ever come to the Phoenix area, you got to hit up the Phoenician and check out Coach Mike if you want like a little brush up on your game. Dude's awesome. So he was Isabella's golf coach, and she liked that for a while. But now she's into basketball, and she's playing basketball for her fifth grade basketball team. Actually, tomorrow is their March Madness, their own little, I guess they call it April Madness, their own little championship bracket that they got going. So she's got a game tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning, which will be fun. Dad's going to be hitting up the barbecue. It's going to be a good day of basketball games and all kinds of stuff. And I volunteered to barbecue. That's like a typical dad job too. When there's like volunteer requests, I usually volunteer for like two things. I'm either in charge of the games or I'm barbecuing or I'll bring snacks. That's about it. Other than that, I'm really like not too useful at anything else. I remember one time I tried to be in charge of the arts and crafts at a school party. Did not go over well. Let's just say like paint in places paint never should be. Like one kid done glued her hair to her hand. It just was not good. So I'm going to stick in my lane. I'm going to keep it with the games and the barbecuing because I can work a grill like none other. So Isabella's like a preteen now, you know? She's changing, which is cool. And our relationship's changing, which is pretty neat too. She's starting to become her own woman. And I think this is, especially as a dad, is like a really important time for me to be around and be engaged in her life. Because like I've told so many people, our daughters will let men treat them the way that they see us treat women and the way they see us treat them. So if we want our daughters to be strong women and strong lovers and independent thinkers, then we need to show them that. We need to step up as men and show these young ladies that they can do all things. And they could be anything for themselves and for anyone else. It's funny because I'm a firm believer in like opening doors for women. And even when I was dating, like a lot of girls would open their own doors. And it pissed me off. And I didn't like it. It wasn't a good look. I understand that you could open a door. I know you're physically capable of opening the door. But let a man be a man. Let a dude open the door for you every once in a while. Say thank you. Give him a nice smile. Doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean you can't do something. Doesn't mean that I'm stronger or more powerful than you. It just means I want to be respectful. So I got a trick. My daughter's 11 years old. I still keep the child locks on my car. There is no way my kids can get out of my car unless daddy comes and opens the door. And I hope that when they're dating, they will sit their ass in their seat till the man walks around that car and opens the door. And if he doesn't, they'll stay seated. Plain and simple. Because they, Wendy's over here cracking up. She's
dying. Love you, man. Yes.
She's dying. This is hilarious. But it's true, man. We have to be men. And we have two jobs, really. Maybe three. One, protect our women. Two, support our women. And three, open a damn door every now and then. It's not too hard. It's really easy. So she's this crazy preteen. And she's changing. She doesn't know, like, if she wants to be a daddy's girl or if she wants to be in love with Grant Gustin. She doesn't know if she wants to play with My Little Ponies and Barbies or she wants to be on, like, Instagram. It's cool. It's a pretty cool age. So if you have an 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid out there, hit us up. I'd love to hear the similarities and the differences in our kids. I'm sure it'll be a fun time. And now a little bit about Isabella's personality. Because as this show progresses, I'm going to talk about these kids. And I'm going to tell you stories. And it's important that you get a little glimpse behind the curtain. Isabella is just like her daddy. Very, very introverted. I know that like on the show, I'm going to sound extroverted and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this dude's the life of the party. But that's just because it's Wendy and I in this spot. Like, this whole place is empty except her, me, and this amazing view. If this room was filled with like a couple hundred people touching me and bumping shoulders with me and eyeballing me, I would probably be sitting in a corner on my phone or reading a book or looking at a newspaper or pretending I'm like looking at artwork, as opposed to talking to anybody. And anyone that knows me, knows like 100% that's exactly how I am. I just, you know, I'm introverted. I need my time, my space. And sometimes, yeah, I could whoop it up and have a good time with the best of them. But most of the time, I like to have me time, and I like to have time where I can just sit back and reflect, and I like to have a lot of in-depth conversations and personal conversations. I'm not a big fan of small talk. Like, I don't really care how the weather's outside. Like, if it rained on you, tell me how that experience changed your life. I'd be down to hear about that. But other than that, like, I don't really have time for this bullshit, like, small talk. It's weak. So either come at me, like, with some good conversation and let's get to know each other and let's dive deep. Or just give me a what's up with your head and keep on walking. So Isabella gets that for me. And she's been like that since she was born. Like, I remember when she was like an infant and I'd be pushing her around the grocery store. And first of all, anytime there's a man pushing a kid around the grocery store, women come to you. Like, you thought having a dog was a good, like, babe magnet. Like, if you have a niece or a nephew or a friend that just had a kid and you're looking to like catch a man or a woman, take that kid out. Guaranteed will attract the opposite sex, like flies to honey. So people would come up to us all the time. And like anyone that would like look at Isabella or want to touch Isabella, she would like wince and like go and like make this weird noise and just like close her eyes and wouldn't want anything to do with them whatsoever. And then as she grew up and we'd be like in situations where we'd meet new people, she's always been polite and respectful, and she'll always shake hands and she'll always refer to people as, you know, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith or whatever it may be. Very respectful. But she doesn't talk much. And everybody would say, oh, she's so shy. That would piss me off. I don't know if people out there have introverted kids. But I'll tell you, me, when people call my kid shy, it really, like, why are you going to pigeonhole my kid? Don't label my kid. Only I can label my kid. It's my kid. If she's going to go to therapy in 20 years, it's going to be because of dad, not because of a stranger. So I didn't like that. And the thing about it is she's not shy. Like, once she gets to know you and you get to know her and she's in an environment that she's comfortable with, it, she is one of the most outgoing, goofy, crazy kids you will ever meet. Like, when family comes over or friends of family come over or we host like a dinner party or whatever, have some people over, she's putting on like show after show after show, singing song after song after song. She's like out there. But what she is she's slow to warm. That's what I call it. I labeled it myself. Slow to warm. She's not shy. She's slow to warm up to you. She's got to determine whether or not you're cool or not, whether or not she wants to like you or not like you. Maybe you're stranger danger and she needs to get out of there and get out of there quick. She doesn't know yet. So cut her a break. She's slow to warm, which is a crack up because I have Ava. And Ava's my baby, daddy's little baby girl. And Ava's 8. And Ava, I have called, I don't want to offend anybody, so please don't take this like the wrong way. Because I know that there are a lot of families out there that deal with this situation, and it's real. And there are a lot of families that are dealing with the hardship of this, and it's a real hardship. And I don't want to belittle that or anything like that, but I've labeled Ava my crack baby. Now, by no means has my ex-wife ever done any crack, or she's really not a crack baby. But if you met Ava, you would be like, holy shit, that kid is on crack. And she's been that way since she was born. An infant out of the womb, came out flying like Superman. From the moment that kid wakes up till the moment that kid goes to bed, she is 100 miles an hour, nonstop. The biggest, brightest smile you've ever seen in your life. And she feels that she can solve all the world's problems one hug at a time. From the time it takes, when I walk my girls into their school, I take Isabella to her locker first, give her a kiss, have a great day. It's about a 2-minute walk. Should take me about 2 minutes to get from where we drop Isabella off to where we got to take Ava. That walk takes a good 15, 20 minutes because Ava has to hug every single teacher that we pass on the way to her class. Every teacher, doesn't matter. There are teachers that have since left the school that tell me the highlight of their day every day was getting a hug from Ava. She gives the best hugs in the world. And she's crazy. She is an extrovert, straight up extrovert. Ava doesn't care if you were homeless on a park bench or you were Mother Teresa herself. She will come up. She will hug you. She will talk to you. She will take candy from you. Strangers, please don't give my kid candy because Ava will take it. If you offer Ava candy, she's eating it. Hard candy, soft, does not matter. It could be dirty candy. Ava will take your candy. So be careful when you hand in my kids stuff, please. And Ava likes all kinds of stuff. Ava likes dolls. She likes ponies. She loves, you know, all the stuff the kids. She's really into Doc McStuffins right now. She's got like this little Doc McStuffins car that she likes to push around the house. Cracks me up. Ask her if she wants to be a doctor when she grows up. She's like, no. I'm like, Ava, what do you want to be when you grow up? She's like, oh, I don't care right now. It doesn't matter. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, whatever. You'll pick something. She goes, maybe I'll write newspapers. I'm like, by the time you have a job, newspapers ain't going to be around, kid. You might want to think of something else. She's like, well, then maybe I'll be president of the United States. I'm like, very cool. I'm like, because when like a different dignitary that, you know, we're not getting along with comes into the room, you're just going to give them a big ass hug. Peace right there. There it is. World peace. Ava hugged him. Yes. She loves soccer. Now, Isabella didn't love soccer at all. Ava loves soccer. Why? Because she's a crack baby. The kid loves to run. Run, run, run. That's all she likes to do. She gets out there on the soccer field. Very little athletic ability, mind you. But she is having a blast out there. She loves it. And she has the imagination that is just amazing. And, you know, it's funny. Her school does this contest where they get a bunch of different grades because the school they go to, they own a bunch of different schools worldwide. And they get like all the second graders and they have to like make songs. And then they get all the second grade songs and they vote on which second grader like made the best song. And it's pretty cool because they have to like write the music, write the lyrics, like compose this complete piece of music. And it's only like 16 bars or 8 bars. It's not a long song at all. But it's funny because Ava's song was all about food. And it was a great song. And it got submitted to like the final. Like she was the top 3 at her school that got submitted to the finals. And it was a great song. It was so catchy, so funny. But I asked her, I'm like, Ava, why'd you write a song about food? She goes, Daddy, we have music right before snack. And I was really hungry. I'm like, all right, there you go. You know, art imitates life. Way to go. You had a feeling. You wrote about food. A dude's going to break your heart one day. You're going to write about punching him in the nose. I'm like, you could be like the next Taylor Swift. This can be really cool. So basically, that's my girls in a nutshell. The loves of my life. Daddy's girls through and through. Everything I do, I definitely do it for them and their happiness. So we're about to hit this next commercial break. This song needs no introduction. Because you're listening to Dads with Swag. So you know we got to play a little Biggie. Here you go, Big Papa.
This is Dads with Swag. Sean will be back right after this.
Oh. Oh. Check it out. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Off. Oh.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who
rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. And we could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Check it out, now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Hey everybody, Ed Vanderly here, the host of 1980 Something. Do you love the 80s? Did you live through the 80s? Do you miss the 80s? Every week we celebrate the decade of decadence right here on Star Worldwide Network with 1980 Something. We take you back in time. We talk about music, movies, TV, fashion, the games, whatever comes to mind. So join me here each week on 1980 Something on Star Worldwide Networks.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
This is Dads with Swag. Sean will be back right after this.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you liked a little Biggie in the middle of your day. Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Once again, at your coach, Sean, on all social media. Sean at SeanAlfonso.com, or you could call in 480-421-0640. So we're about to wrap this thing up. But I cannot wrap it up till we throw some special shout-out thanks there. First, I have to thank God Almighty Definitely without him, I would not be the man who I am today. I have to thank my girls, my lovely, lovely girls, who are going to make this show possible, because the stories, the interactions that I have with them is basically what we're going to talk about. My brother, I have a baby brother, so I definitely have to give it up to him. He was actually probably my first child. We're 8 years apart, and we'll get into those stories later on down the road, but we have an amazing relationship, and I love that boy. And he just found out he's about to have a second child, so he's going to be a daddy of two pretty soon. And he's got swag, so we're going to have him on the show. I definitely have to give big ups to a very special woman. Only a special woman could handle a crazy man child like myself, because I'm a hot mess. I leave clothes all over the house. I don't clean up shit. I leave dishes where they may fall. And I am definitely like a 12-year-old kid in a grown man's body. So to my beautiful fiance, Megan, without her support, her rock behind me, I could not make this happen. It's all for you, boo. Definitely got to give big shout out to Dave, Ed, Wendy, everybody here at Star Worldwide Networks for giving me this amazing platform to host this show on. I'm like, this view is sick. You guys might want to just come be a guest on my show just to check out this view. So hit me up throughout the week. We'll be back next week, Thursdays, 1 o'clock. I guess it's Mountain Time here in Arizona. 1 o'clock Mountain Time every Thursday. Dads with Swag. Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. Sean at SeanAlfonso.com. Everything's on my website, SeanAlfonso.com. You can check out StarWorldWideNetworks.com. Download their app. This show is going to be available on iTunes. You can get it there. Once again, thank you for a great show. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Listening to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso. Join us live every Thursday or on demand anytime 24/7 right here at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.